If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you. And how about this for a restaurant motto?
Boat to plate in 48.
It's a restaurant that's brand new to Chicago.
Our grand opening was yesterday.
It's where Dick's Last Resort used to be in Marina City.
The one thing I can say is it looks nothing like Dick's Last Resort now.
Yeah, Dick's was a rowdy place known for, well, for customers' underwear hanging from the ceiling.
All the underwear is gone. There was a significant cleanup that needed to happen before we could even start demolition.
Who he is and what the new restaurant is after I thank the Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Okay, the new restaurant is an old favorite around Boston.
The Chicago opening is the first time ever that Legal Seafoods is going off of the East Coast.
That's Matt King, president and COO of Legal Seafoods, opening in Marina City on the Chicago River. And that name, Matt?
So Legal Seafoods really began in 1950 as a market. It was actually the legal cash market, kind of a precursor to sort of like food stamps, so you could get kind of stamps that were legal tender.
It was a family business, the Berkowitz family. It owned the company until 2020, when the company that also owns Smith and Walensky bought it.
We now really, between Smith and Walensky and Legal Seafoods, have bridge to bridge State and Dearborn really covered as far as all the outdoor dining space.
It's big.
Two floors, oyster bar, sushi bar on the plaza level, and then you come down our grand staircase. And we've got seating for about 300 people, two private event spaces. You know, during the summer months in Chicago, when everybody wants to be outside, we've got some great space to offer. So it's a very bright, airy space.
Legal Seafood is known among its fans for its clam chowder, which Matt says you can order to go.
Absolutely. We can sell quarts, gallons to go out of the restaurant of the chowder, which, you know, we just won Best of Boston from Boston Magazine.
And other than chowder,
our lobster rolls are second to none. We've got a great sushi program. So, you know, if you're going to go and eat raw seafood, why not get it at the place that's buying the best, highest quality fish you can find?
There's that restaurant motto again.
Boat to plate in 48.
Legal Seafoods, brand new to Chicago at Dearborn and the River in Marina City. And good luck to them. It's nice to see a restaurant opening downtown. On the food calendar, it's National Avocado Day and National Raspberry Cake Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.